Today's episode is being sponsored by Kingsley 1945 Watches. To check out the Kingsley 1945 collection, go to www.amitdevhonda.com and click on the Kingsley 1945 collection on the upper right-hand corner. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk about my experience of working with NFL legend Tom Brady. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dave Honda, and welcome to my podcast. So, you know, I wanted to share an experience I had since the Super Bowl is on Sunday. Today's the 2nd of February. The Super Bowl is on the 4th of February. It's a Friday evening, and it just popped into my head that, damn, man, I've worked with Tom Brady. So I worked with Tom Brady in 2004, and it was really amazing experience on so many different levels. I got to first say, I'm from Boston. No one's really from Boston, but everyone just says we're from Boston if they're from the greater Boston area or suburbs. I was in a suburb of Boston for close to 30 years. You know, I'm a kid from New England, essentially. I've lived on the, West Coast for about 10 years now, a little over 10 years between LA and as of the last 7+ years in Vegas. And, you know, I was never a massive football fan. So, I mean, I guess if I was going to be a football fan, I would be a Patriots fan. And of course, I want them to win on Sunday. If they don't win or if they lose, I really don't care. They've proven who they are. They're one of the best arguably, football team in history. They've just done remarkably well. But getting back to my experience working with Tom Brady, the store that I worked at was a family business. It was in the heart of Harvard Square. This is in the 2004, time period after the Patriots won the Super Bowl. It was a Sunday. I'll never forget. It was a really slow Sunday. We had three floors. We had the main floor was Gucci and we had Chanel, we had Omega, we had Tag Heuer, we had, all these sort of fashion brands, as well as some really legit, we had Breitling, we had all of these really great brands. Longines was on that floor, I remember. And then on the third floor, we had, all of the goodies. We had Panerai and Langenzen, we had Jaeger LeCoultre, we had Rolex, we had Gerard Perregaux, we had IWC, we had Piaget, we had Glacier the Original, we had Zenith, we had so many brands, and we really were, in a lot of ways, pioneers for what we did. And, the store that we had was, it was the reason that, people from Boston never had to go to New York anymore to buy their watches, because we had everything, and we were known for our selection, and we were known for our customer service. And I was the head watch salesman for the company. And it was a Sunday, and I'll never forget, it was kind of dead. And, this tall dude, standing, he's in a white, tracksuit almost, sweatpants, hoodie, and his hoodie's on, and he stuck out like I like to say, like a dick without pubic hair. He just stuck out, and very quickly I saw a glimpse of his face, and I was like, oh my God, that's Tom Brady. So I went up to him, and I immediately noticed his watch, and he was wearing an IWC. It was either, I think it was a Doppler chronograph with the silver dial. I think it was the Spitfire dial, and it was on a bracelet. And, I'm like, dude, you're not exactly the most subtle person in this room right now. You're wearing a white tracksuit, you're taller than anyone else, and you're one of the most famous people on the planet for what you do, and just as a celebrity. And he was, I've got to say, the most humble person I've ever met. And I've worked with a lot of people. I've worked with a lot of big people, a lot of powerful people, a lot of influential people in the world of politics and art and film and music and sports and fashion and theater, you name it. I've worked pretty much with people from all facets of life. And I've got to tell you, very genuinely that Tom Brady is one of, he's the real deal. He's one of the most amazing people I've ever met. Couldn't have been more humble. Couldn't have been more nice. I immediately, greeted him and you know, I was like, you know, dude, you don't want to stand on this floor and start the swarm of people who are going to realize it's you and not leave you alone. So let's go upstairs. Let me show you what we got. I gave him a tour, and I immediately at that time, you know, I was really, really into Panerai at that time. I mean, Panerai was nowhere near the brand they are now. They weren't the big global $400 million powerhouse. They were still relatively new brand. I mean, they were a four-year-old brand in the United States. I mean, we'd been carrying them since 2002, and we had a massive, I mean, massive, we had like a display of 8 watches next to our Rolex counter, and we had back stock of specialty pieces. And at that time, there's a piece called the 127 or the 1950 Panerai, or as it's affectionately known as the Fitty. And I told him all about it, and I gave him an education, and he was like really like, I gotta say, very engaged and listening to me and trusting me and, you know, making eye contact. And I mean, we probably hung out for a good hour and a half, and he gave me his phone number, and I just remember it being so surreal. And I told him all about this 1950. The 1950 came out, you know, in 2002 as a special edition for Panerai, and it was a very, very hard piece to get. I hadn't gotten mine yet, but I was telling Tom, I was like, God, you know, you of all people need to have one. I mean, Robert De Niro has one, and Al Pacino has one, and you know, you're gonna have one. And you know, it's just one of these watches. They made 1950 pieces, 47 millimeters, almost an exact reproduction of an original that was made in 1950. And you know, he gave me his phone number, and he, I think he wanted either a discount or he wanted no tax. And I was trying to explain to him that these things don't get discounted. And I just remember, I think a few days after that, I was leaving for London, to see my family, and I my phone rings and it's from a blocked number, and I don't answer the phone. And It was so funny when I listened to my message. It was like, "Hey, Ahmed, it's Tom Brady. I really like that watch, blah, blah, blah." And long story short, he didn't buy the watch from me. He bought it somewhere else. But I just got to tell you, I mean, now the Super Bowl is coming up, and I, you know, started thinking about the Super Bowl and the Patriots and Tom Brady and everything like that. And, you know, a couple of years after that, he was the brand ambassador for Movado, and there was a, you know, like it was kind of cool. We were at this event, and you know, the biggest Movado dealers were invited to the Four Seasons. And you know, I mean, come on, it's not like I hang out with Tom Brady by any stretch of the imagination. But what I think was really cool was I go to this event at the Four Seasons, and everybody has a meet and greet, and then it was my turn to go up to him and talk to him and you know, meet him and greet him. And he was also signing footballs and giving them out to those people who were at that event. It was a very behind closed doors, private, special event. And he didn't even flinch. He's like, "Oh, man." And he gave me a massive hug, and it was just really cool. And I got to tell you, I mean, I know in the last couple of years, look, sports fans, they're going to get upset or excited about anything that blows to the east or to the west, to the north, to the south. There's always going to be something a sports fan is going to get riled up over. And I know with, you know, the Patriots, a lot of people just, they don't want them to win. And, you know, they're bitter towards the Patriots. They're bitter towards Tom Brady, the whole Deflategate thing, whatever. I don't care. I have many other ways to spend my time and things I want to concentrate on. But I just wanted to, for those of you out there who may, you know, have informed an opinion about Tom Brady or whatever, I can tell you both times that I met Tom Brady, and one was when he was completely alone in the store that I was at in 2004. And then subsequently I met him, you know, at an event with about 20 other people. And he was the most humble, down-to-earth, open, kind human being. And super grateful to have had the opportunity to work with a true champion like Tom Brady. Is he a flawless human being? No, we're all flawed. We all make mistakes. We're not perfect, but I'll tell you, for who he is, what he's accomplished, and where he's been and where he's going to go, I don't think you can get a better, you know, I don't think I've met anyone that's resonated with me in the way that I resonated with him. And I, you know, I've talked to Tiger Woods, I've talked to Bill Clinton, I've talked to many people in the world of rock and roll, and he stands out as one of the few and rare examples that I will never forget as a kind and decent person. And I really wish the Patriots, Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, the entire team, I wish them only the best, and I hope they win. They have nothing to prove, but that was my experience on working with Tom Brady. You know, and I'm sure if I meet with him again, it will be the same. I guarantee it will be the same. I know it will be the same, because of the kind of person he is. And I know a lot of people that know him and all this and that. But yeah, it was one of the cool and most wonderful experiences of my life. Please check out my website at www.amitdevhonda.com. I do charge $150 consultation fee for my time. That gets you an hour of my time, some calls, some emails. And if you decide to purchase a watch through me, I will deduct that $150 fee off of the final purchase price of the watch. So you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. You can check me out on social media. My handles for my Instagram and Twitter are at @AmitDevHonda. And until next time, rock on, fly back, and go Pats!